Hello and welcome to the IT Decisions podcast for the week commencing May 30th, 2011. My name is Mark Hillary. Well, last week was busy. We followed up from the interview we did with the Outsourcing Commission chairman. This was the idea that the Brazilian government may need to reform employment law by creating a new commission to study outsourcing. So we followed that up with quite a lot of comment and some various experts that were giving us information about their views on this, including the Outsourcing Institute based in New York, who gave us quite some views about their ideas around outsourcing law and how employment law can fit around outsourcing. We talked to the Klabin CIO, the very large paper group, the largest paper production company in Brazil. And it was interesting to find out from them that they are actually insourcing quite a number of services rather than looking at outsourcing as a possible solution. This week, there's a lot coming up. In the middle of this week, there's around 40 different city mayors from all over the world visiting Sao Paulo. So we're going to be there talking to a couple of the mayors and some of their teams. The focus is on the environment, but that also means that there's several technology solutions around smart cities and sort of technology that makes cities run better. So we'll be talking to them and finding out all about that. There's an HFS webinar on Thursday that I will be participating in, so I'll put details of that on this link as well. We've also got some comment on the iPad 2 launch, which happened in Brazil just at the end of last week. Very interesting to see how the iPad and the iPad 2 have been phenomenally popular here, even though the prices are far higher than the prices in the United States or Europe. So we're going to be following up with more comment on the new proposed employment laws around outsourcing. And of course, there'll be the usual CIO interviews. So all of that and more coming up over the rest of this week on IT Decisions. You can follow us on itdex.com or follow Twitter, ITDex. That's all for now.